How can knowing that God is sovereign over every nation help you pray for your own nation? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever stopped to think about what kind of world we're living in? A place where conflicts arise, injustices occur, and people struggle with deep hurts. The truth is, our world is broken, just like us. But here's the amazing part. God isn't just a bystander watching it all unfold. He's not just waiting for things to get better on their own. Not at all. As followers of Jesus, we are called to pray that God would intervene in each of our nations and around the globe, bringing hope and healing to those who need it most. Let's talk about prayer in today's story, National Prayers by A.W. Smith. Do you pray for your country? No matter where you live, your nation needs prayer. We don't need to pray for our country to be the best in the world, but we can pray that God will guide and bless our leaders so that they can make wise, God-honoring decisions. The Bible teaches that nations do not rise or fall because of their own strength. It says safety comes from the Lord. So, even as we acknowledge and appreciate the ways God has blessed our country, we can also recognize that it's full of sin and problems, just like every other nation in this broken world. Regardless of where we are from, God calls us to pray that both our leaders and our fellow citizens will put their trust in Jesus. Only He can save us from sin. He let Himself be put to death at the hands of an unjust empire and then rose again so we could be part of His holy nation. And one day, He'll return to rule the whole world. On that day, He will put an end to sin, and He will heal all the brokenness sin has caused. Nations rise and fall, but Jesus reigns forever. The only way any of us can truly have peace is by trusting in Him. Once we do, we are part of His nation, citizens of His kingdom, who will spend eternity with Him. So let's pray that people in our country and in every nation of the world will turn to Jesus and trust Him as their Savior. Okay, let's talk about this a little more. How can knowing that every nation is temporary affect the way that we view our home countries? Where do you see God's blessings in your nation? What sin and brokenness do you see? Consider spending some time praying for your country. Pray that the leaders of your nation will turn to Jesus and seek His guidance in making decisions. Pray that the people in your country will trust in Jesus and follow His leading in their lives. Pray that God's children of every tribe and nation will shine His light so the whole world can see it. And ask God to help you see how He is bringing healing to broken places in your nation and how He might be inviting you to be part of His restoring work. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 33, verse 20, we put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and shield. And there's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app for today's Devo or at unlocked.org. But I'd especially encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 33, verses 12 through 20, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, and 1 Peter 2, 9 through 17 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries, but maybe you're not listening to it on a podcast app. You can listen to Unlocked for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to audio when you search Unlocked Daily Devotional. It's an easy way to spend time with God as a part of your regular schedule. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, rooting out the hidden weeds that infest what look like the most fruitful parts of our lives. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.